U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested 389 people last May at the Agri Processors Kosher Meatpacking Plant in Postville, Iowa. Barbara Farr is a sister working with the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, or MICA. A prayer service is being held to call for immigration reform and remember the anniversary of the raid that Farr calls inhumane.
Detainees were handcuffed and shackled like criminals, and there were children that were left behind in daycare centers. There were children that left behind at school, came home from school, mom and dad were not there.
Postville's father, Paul Outerkirk, has been working to help those who were left behind.
Many of the men were deported, not all of them, but many. And they were fathers and brothers. Some were brothers to the women who are incarcerated, yet we still have a little less than 20 that have ankle monitors, which means they cannot work, they can't leave town, they can't go home.
Farr says there need to be protections for immigrant workers. She says some endure inhumane working conditions. Wisconsin Restaurant Association President Ed Lump believes most employers follow the law and steer clear of such practices. He says it's obvious the current system isn't working.
It is difficult without a verification system that works and a guest worker program that employers can work can rely on.
Farr fears if no movement is made toward reform in the first 2 years of the Obama administration, that it may never happen. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.